Hey, welcome back to another author series podcast. I feel like I just recorded Book Two's podcast with you. Welcome back, Anne Marie Hemmings, to the podcast. How are you?
I am terrific. I am just enjoying this sprinter that we're having. It not
Doesn't it
can't really
feel?
tell. Is it winter? Is it spring? But I'm enjoying it.
I don't, you know what? I'm not enjoying it, Emery. I would like to have that 18 degrees that we had last week. That'd be good.
No.
That was good.
That was
So,
awful.
you are back. I have to tell you, I know you and I have had so many conversations, but I'm very happy that you wrote in this last book because I feel like we've like connected on so many levels in regards to both of our motherhood experiences, and this being like the final like puzzle piece to the Honest as a Mother series, and just like the way you and I have discussed different experiences in motherhood. I'm just so grateful you're in this one. And I'm curious if you wanted to share why you wanted to do, like, why did you want to do this again? Like, what were you like, okay, I have something else in me, because you shared such an incredible story in the last book, and this one's just like as incredible. But I'm so curious, like, why did you want to do this again?
I told my last story from the point of view of me being a mother and my experiences, raising my son on my own. And I wanted to tell another side of being a mother. And I wanted to share my story this time through the eyes of my mother and her mother. So through the generational line, I wanted people to experience what the generation behind us saw as a mother, or the generation before that. And I wanted to capture that from what I remembered of my grandmother and what I remembered of the stories my mother told me. And I began to see motherhood through their eyes. And I wanted to capture that in my chapter this time. Whereas, and it certainly is a different story than the one I shared in book two. This one, I'm writing it as if I'm looking into my mother's heart or my grandmother's heart to see how they felt or thought about raising their children. And did I emulate them in some way? What did I receive the positive affirmation from them that I passed on to my son? Did I receive the strength of a mother and pass that on so that my son could be a strong father, a strong parent? I did that soul searching in my own heart to see how do I feel about motherhood compared to how my mother felt about raising her children and her grandmother. Their experiences are quite different, especially from my own. And so to tell us the story from their point of view, I found it released something in me that would honor my mom and it would honor my grandmother. That's what I felt I wanted to do, because there are parts of motherhood that we have not told yet. There are so many stories to tell. But it isn't always negative, and it isn't always about, the struggle. There's always something wonderful about the generational line of mothers in our own families. That's why people research, their ancestry, background, because they want to know where they came from, what was life like before they were even here on the planet. I thought that was a good point of view to tell my story of motherhood this time.
Well, and it's so different, but it's really beautiful. And I think that it is something that you will reflect on at some point. in your motherhood. I actually, oh my gosh, very recently had a conversation with my mom about something that was like a bit more of like something that my mom struggled with. And something had recently happened in my life where I get her. I see it now, right? And that I told her about it, and I told her, like, Mom, I get it now. I truly get it now. And I think it was so nice for her to see me kind of reflect on that, and then to also tell her that, and just have this conversation of like, you know, that I understand. I understand exactly where you were coming from. And I think that is a really beautiful way to reflect, because sometimes you do hear a lot about like people that want to break the cycle, which I think is such a beautiful thing as well. Like, do things differently than your parents. And but there, it's always coming from more of like, I don't want to say like a negative way, but like more of like they're pulling like negative things, I think, maybe more, or things that are just like different now. But you were kind of looking at like the beauty, and that's like what this thing was my mom and I were talking about. Although it was a hard thing, I think it was really beautiful for her to see that she's a human being. Do you know what I mean? And she's not, I don't know, like whatever it is she could think she was. And I think, like, when your mom, when she gets to see this, or if your grandmother was able to sit and read this with you, they would also still feel so seen, understood, because so many of us can always think we're making mistakes, we're, you know, not doing the best, you know, we're whatever it is. But it's cool to see the reflection that you've put into this chapter, because I don't know, I just feel like it will remind people that, like, we're all good moms. We're all doing what we're supposed to do. We're doing the best that we can. And I think it's really beautiful to see, like, just like the angle that you put it on. It's very different. I've never really read anything like it before.
Thank you. I wanted to honor my mom. In this season of her life, her memory isn't at that 100% place. And I wanted to tell her that what she has shared with me as a mother, I will remember it for as long as I can.
Right? And like,
And
what
that.
a beautiful way to like represent her, honor her, or like, truly, if can you imagine if your son wrote that about you? Wouldn't you just feel like you know you did a good job, 'cause you know he's a good person and he's, you know, healthy, happy, all the things. But when you read something you're like that, you're like, wow, that's like validation from them that like I did it. I did what I set out to do, even though like we all do. It's really beautiful to kind of like hear like, hey, you're doing a good job from your kids.
Yeah, from your kids, and even to share some of the stories that she told, I wanted to just solidify my love for her, solidify how I honor her by sharing stories from her childhood, by sharing her stories of what she had told me about her siblings. And of course, her story is in another country, which is even better. It's not just a Canadian story, it's a motherhood story. So my mother's story begins in Jamaica, where she was born. And of course, that's where her mother was. And to share her childhood growing up and seeing her mother struggle and to take care of her children. And then what she passed on to me was the strength and perseverance and to honor those who are in your family, to honor those that you love, even through the hardship or the struggle, there is still joy. So hopefully a part of the story is to allow mothers who read it to find some joy or to find a moment where they could laugh at a memory that resounded in their own childhood.
Well, I think it does a really great job of pulling that message through. Like, we're highlighting again that beauty that is in between all of the hard things, right? Because it's there, it's always there. Sometimes the harder parts of being a mom, just they're louder or they feel heavier. So we can focus on those things. But, like, if you look really hard, there is beauty inside that gray zone. We just got to find it. And so this was a really great way that you were able to pull those moments. And I know, right? You don't always like think about it. Like, if you were to write down like all of the things that happened to you in a day as a mom, right? Like, you would probably have like 40 to 50 really frustrating moments. But
True.
there's gonna be one or two moments during the day where like something really cute happened or really funny happened. And like, if you actually wrote those things down, those moments always overpower all the 400 frustrating moments, even the really big frustrating moments, right? You know, they can really like drive you crazy and then like turn you to a puddle in like 2 seconds flat. So
Motherhood.
You know what? I've said this before, but there's a movie. Oh my God, what's the movie? Hustlers with J Lo. And I was like, I don't think I even had Scarlett yet. But when I watched that movie, one of the first lines J Lo said is, "Motherhood is a mental illness." And I was like, that's it. It is. Because like the days you're just like this, right? Every moment you're like, this is great. I'm doing such a good job. I am absolutely failing. This is the worst thing. And why did I have kids again? To the next moment of like, I love them so much. I wish they were here.
It's true.
Yeah, even now, right? My dad says that to me like all the time, even still. Like, I'm 35 goddamn years old. And he's like, I see my phone ringing at 8:30 and I'm already in bed. And I'm like, oh God, what's wrong with Amanda's water heater? Right. And then, Dad, I need you to come over, or whatever. It was when my husband used to work nights too. And I was like, this, so I see it now. I will never not need you. And I will call you in the middle of the night for probably a very long time. So, oh, anyway. So, okay. I also wanted to ask you, just from your perspective, what was different going from book two to book three? Did you feel more like empowered this time? Did you feel like the writing process was easier, or did you find that it was kind of just like similar? Because I know like you're a writer to begin with, so.
I felt that book one, because it was my first entrance into the project, or I'm sorry, book two, I entered into the project after book one had already been launched, and I read some of the stories and I felt drawn into sharing my own. And so when I wrote the story in book two, I thought there is something more to be said here. I wanted to share my story of motherhood from another point of view, other than what my son was experiencing. I wanted to tell it differently this time. And so for me, when you offered that challenge to write again in book three, I thought this is something that I feel that I need to do. And speaking to another writer, I spoke to another writer about it. That's also in book three. And I said, "Why do you want to be a part of book three?" And she said, "I feel that I have a story to that must be told. I've always wanted to tell it. And when that opportunity came, I couldn't say no." And I thought about that. Sometimes you have something to say, and whether or not you want to honor someone in your story, whether you want to speak about your experience as the up and down mountain and terrain and the valley experience of a mother, whatever the purpose is, I felt that there was a story that needed to be told. And so from book two, and see how that story developed, I felt, well, you know what? There's something else about motherhood. We have to look at it from different angles. We have to look at our experiences, not only as raising our child, But we also had other people in our lives raising our children, and we still do. But what about those people? How do they feel about me as a mother? What would they say? Would they say I succeeded? Would they say you needed some more help in this particular part of raising your child? I thought about the people around me, and I'm sure all the authors have that experience. You are not an island. None of us are an island. We're not going through this journey on our own. There's people who come and go in our lives. There are many stories to be told, and I thought, I want to honor my mother this time. I feel that she's done a good job raising her children, and I'm pretty sure there's nothing written anywhere about her story. And I thought, if anyone should write it, it should be me.
Heck yeah, it should. And you did such a great job of it. I can't wait for everyone to be able to read it, which will be so soon. Stay tuned for the date. We don't actually know what the date is yet, guys, but I will know it next week. And then I will tell Anne Marie. And then you'll all know. And I would say within the next 3 months, we should have that baby in our hot little hands.
Good. It's been
So
a long birthing process.
I know, and it's just this one is just it's funny because they're all so similar, obviously, because of the topic and because of, what it is, but each one is so different. And this one again is just it's so different. It's powerful, it's beautiful, it's just it's I can't wait. I can't wait to get it out
To
there.
share.
And yeah, and you're right, like there is just so much power, and it's something like I feel like I talked about probably too much, but there is so much power in sharing your story if you feel like you've got something to share, whether it's a story about something you're struggling with, a story about something you're happy, like just whatever it is. Somebody will read it and connect with it. And I think, especially from the point of view of mothers, because a lot of the mothers inside of these books are writing about a challenge that they had, whether it's, a neurodivergency, a special needs child, adoption, whatever it is, a mental health challenge. There are also hundreds of thousands of mothers who are raising children while struggling with their mental health, or raising neurodivergent or special needs children who feel like they are the only mom in the world who are dealing with this, which they know is not true. But when you are dealing with things like that, it can feel like you're the only person. So, like, sharing our stories just brings so much light to these conversations. And helps normalize the fact that, like, you're not alone. You have like a whole tribe of people behind you. You just don't really see them all of the time or know about them. But, like, there are so many women who have been where you're at, have worked through it, and look where they are now. So, I love this idea of just giving moms a space to share what's challenging for them in their motherhood experience, but then allowing them to also tell the story of, but I'm here now. I think. For me, that's always been like the biggest thing. Like, it sounds so dramatic, but especially when my kids were really little, I'd be like, okay, well, remember that last sleep regression? We didn't die, so I can do this again. Like, just knowing that I had already been through it and I can do this again, or like knowing someone else told me that they, their kid went through that sleep regression. And so I was like, okay, so and so told me this and they didn't die, so I can do this too. Because it, it's such, it literally takes a village to raise children. And that village sometimes can look just like strangers on the internet that wrote a book.
One of the great highlights of this project is I spoke to a woman recently about this book too. And she said, I've read so many books on motherhood, and I didn't find any of them help me. But
Really?
she said, I want to read someone's story that is truthful and not, a how-to book. I want to hear how someone's story impacted their life, how they went through the struggles, because she said, I went through a lot of struggles and I can't find books about someone else I can identify with, someone else that I can feel encouraged because they got through it. And she said, I really want to read these books because I feel I want to hear how another mother struggled through what I went through. I want to see, am I the only one that this happened to? So she was very excited about reading book two, and I've shared with her that book three will be coming out. And it really encouraged me to see that this project is already impacting other people. It's already impacting the readers because they want to connect. Mothers want to connect. Am I the only one that feels that I can't stay up all night with my 3-year-old? Am I the only one that feels the screaming all the time is, it sounds like, horrible sounds come bouncing off the walls at me all the time. They want to connect and see if someone else shared their journey or if someone else experienced what they had. They don't just want to read another book about being a mother and how to put your kid to bed and how to do this when they're 3 and 4. Mothers want to connect, and I feel that's why this book, these books are successful with people. Who, because it helps to transform their thinking. It helps to encourage them in the late nights. It helps them to realize that I'm not the only one on this journey when they feel alone or they feel nobody is understands. They find people in these books who understand.
Yeah, I think they also kind of give us the permission to like redefine motherhood, right? Like motherhood doesn't look the same for any of us. It's not the same because we're all different people. Our kids are all different people, but there's an expectation when you go into motherhood and when you're not that mom, whatever it is that you are expecting yourself to be,
To be,
I think we're giving everybody permission to redefine it to be whatever the hell you want it to be. Like it doesn't have to be the what to expect when you're expecting, because none of that shit is true anyways. Not true.
It's all too perfect.
Yeah. And like it's just motherhood is messy and we're talking about it because a lot of people are afraid to. So I appreciate you. I appreciate obviously your story in book two was incredibly powerful. And if you guys don't have a copy of book two, you need it. And also, if you don't have one, you need that one too. But Anne Marie's story in book two is incredibly powerful, and book three is no different. So you will have to connect with her to get yourself a copy. I could talk to you forever and ever and ever about this topic. You and I have had a million and one conversations, and we'll probably have 100 more. But can you please tell everyone how can they connect with you if they are resonating and really wanting to purchase a book from you?
I'm on Instagram. Just look for, I think I'm on Instagram as Ann M. Hemmings.
Yes, you are.
So, just jot me a line and look for me on Instagram, and I'll certainly send you some directions of how to connect with me, and we can get you a copy of the books. But reach out. It's a social project that we did, and Instagram is a social page. So reach out for me in Instagram, Facebook. I'm Anne Marie Hemmings on Facebook. You can send me a note in Messenger, and we certainly can connect, and I can get a copy of the book to you. Book two or book three or book one.
Right.
It was an awesome project. to work with Amanda and the team, and it was certainly a large team, writers, editors, and an amazing publisher that ran with her story and helped her to bring the story to an expected end, which is three books. So, what an amazing project, and what an amazing time it was to meet authors from different parts of the world and to hear their story, follow them along and with their journey. And just a wonderful journey, just a wonderful time. The meetings, the connections, the going out for dinner with the other authors. Amanda, you did a great job.
Thank you. We're
And
gonna have to do the, we'll do
we'll
it
just
again.
work.
We'll
We'll
be
work
doing it.
together with more projects.
You
Just
know,
an
I know
awesome
you
time.
can't stop because once you start, like, there, it's just evolving, right? You're like, okay, so I don't have little kids anymore, but now I've got new problems. And then you start talking about, I don't even know anymore if it's problems. I think it's just life. This is just what life is, and life is hard. And I think that once you start talking about what life is all about, which is lessons and learning and ups and downs, once you start talking about it and you realize, oh shit, there are so many people sitting in this with me, but I'm the only one that's going to say it out loud, you start, giving that space for people to start talking about it as well. And then it's not so scary and hard and weird anymore. You're just like, oh, this is just life. Like, but we should be able to talk about these things because they are happening. That's been like my biggest eye opener. It's like, why is everybody whispering about how hard motherhood is? It's really fucking hard. Like, and that's totally okay that we all say it. So I am so grateful we have had, like, I think it's 32 women collectively who all wrote their stories through all three books. So, and you
Yeah,
wrote
just an
two books.
amazing,
So, well,
amazing. Thank you
thank
so
you.
much for including me and involving me in this project. The journey was hard, it was sweet, and it was a long journey, and you certainly filled in all of the hours that
Thanks.
we needed to be encouraged and to be prodded along with our pens and our notebooks.
Well, thank. And we'll be doing it again in June. Stay tuned. Anne Marie and I will be at the Bump Baby Toddler Expo doing all
Yes.
of these things. So, okay, Anne Marie, well, thank you again so much. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Honest as a Mother podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you.